Next patient was Tashman Karan, T-A-S-H-M-A-N, Tashman Karan, K-A-R-E-N. Date of birth is 2/28/61. Date of visit 2/25/25. Please make copy for Jerry Leventhal, L-E-V-A-N-T-H-A-L, Jerry Leventhal, M.D. Jerry Leventhal. Date of consult is 2/25. Next paragraph. Dear Jerry, thank you for sending Karen Tashman for preliminary evaluation. Next, history present illness. This is a 63-year-old female with multiple medical problems, including a history of hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, and hypothyroidism, and osteoporosis, has had history for snoring and sleep apnea, for which she is on a CPAP mask since the past 1 year. The patient had her sleep study done in Tampa, and a copy of her polysomnogram is not immediately available for review. She, however, has been compliant with her CPAP setup with a full face mask, and she sometimes experiences a leak around the mask. She denies any daytime sleepiness or fatigue. Next, and also mentioned, the patient has been overweight for many years and is trying to lose some weight. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for hypertension, history of diabetes mellitus, and a history of hypothyroidism. She also has had osteoporosis and hyperlipidemia. She had cataract surgery with implants and had corneal surgery in 2023. Had a cholecystectomy in 2017, bone cyst resected in 2023, and had a tonsillectomy remotely. Patient has osteoporosis and history for multiple allergies. She had thoracic outlet syndrome with resection of first rib on the left, C-section in the past, and history of multiple rib fractures with trauma. Next paragraph. Allergies to penicillin, sulfa, and latex. Next paragraph, med list. Med list included fluticasone nasal spray, one spray, BID. This Snoprolet-CT, then that's 12.5 milligrams daily, and metformin 500 milligrams BID, Osphena, O-S-P-H-E-N-A, 60 milligrams daily, and propranolol 10 milligrams BID. Reclast infusion once a year. Rosuvastatin 10 milligrams daily. Azelastin nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril BID. Next, habits the patient smoked 1 or 2 packs per day for uh, 14 years and then quit. Alcohol use, none. Next. Family history. Mother died of dementia, father died of renal failure. Next, system review. The patient has some fatigue, no weight loss. No cataracts or glaucoma. She has sore throat and hoarseness. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. She has shortness of breath and wheezing. Please cancel that. She has shortness of breath and apneic episode. She has diarrhea and constipation. Then has abdominal pains. No chest or jaw pain, but has arm pain. And leg swelling. She has no depression, no anxiety. Tonight, bleeding gums, but has bruising, and she has joint pains, muscle aches. No seizures, but has headaches and numbness to the extremities. And no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This averagely bulked middle-aged female is alert, pale but no acute distress. Blood pressure 130/70, pulse is 56, respiration is 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 159, and saturation was 99 on room air. HENT norms, phallic, pupils react. Tongue is moist, throat was clear, ears no inflammation. Next, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and lung fields are clear. Heart, the arthropathy, regular, someone has to no murmurs. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema, no lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflex of 1 plus, no growth, small reduction. Cranial nerves, ghostly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1, obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is hypertension. Number 3, diabetes mellitus type 2. Number 4 is osteoporosis. And number 5 is exogenous obesity. Next plan, the patient has been advised to continue with the CPAP setup at night at 12 centimeter H2O pressure. Copy of her polysomnogram will be requested from a previous pulmonologist. She is advised to lose weight and go for regular exercise. And advised to get a CT chest. Since she does have a history for exposure to secondhand smoke, and a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. Copy of her labs will be requested, and a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this counseling. Copy for Jerry Leventhal, L-E-V-A-N-T-H-A-L, M-D. Thank you.